The slideshow for Lesson 5 will now begin. Please listen carefully as the content of each slide is reviewed and in some cases discussed in more detail. Please advance to the next slide when you hear this sound. Lesson 5. Delirium. This lesson begins on page 26 of the Excited Delirium and Agitated Chaotic Events Instructor Requalification Workbook. Disclaimer. The information contained herein is to be used only for informational purposes and shall not be construed as medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other advice. The information contained herein is time-sensitive, and users should consult with their respective medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other professionals prior to using this information to make sure that it is current and has not become outdated, modified, and/or replaced with more current information. Users are also advised to consult with their respective medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other professional directors and counsel to determine how the information contained herein is affected by laws of their jurisdiction, protocols of their jurisdiction, policies and procedures of their jurisdiction, and so forth, as these may affect the application of the information contained herein to individual events and circumstances. The information contained herein is provided to update graduates of the IPICD Excited Delirium and Agitated Chaotic Event Instructor Program prior to version 5.1 and does not establish or create a standard of care nor enhance applicable legal standards of care. Disclaimer. The author, the advisors, and the publisher accept no liability whatsoever for any injuries to person or to property resulting from the application or the adoption of any of the information, procedures, tactics, or other considerations presented or contained in this document and/or training program. Only Institute for the Prevention of In-Custody Death Incorporated qualified instructors is authorized to use and to instruct the content of this document. Lesson 5 Goals, Delirium. To define delirium. To discuss the importance of knowing about delirium. To identify behavioral cues and symptoms associated with delirium. To discuss select scientific research about delirium. To suggest select intervention strategies for people experiencing delirium. To present video and sounds of a person experiencing delirium. Lesson 5, Objectives, Delirium. Given an IPICD version 5.1e instructor requalification workbook, instruction, and a multiple choice test question, the learner will be able to identify the root cause of excited delirium with a minimum performance level of 100%. Breath, delirium. Please turn to page 26 of your instructor requalification workbook for more information about delirium. Delirium occurs when there is a change in the way the brain is working. A disease issue is usually what causes the change in the way the brain works, but the disease can be in another part of the body. Warning signs of delirium have included, but are not limited to, restlessness, anxiety, irritability, disorientation, distractibility, disturbances in sleep cycle. Delirium is the most common of the cognitive disorders. Presumed causes can be diagnosed as delirium due to a general medical condition, substance intoxication delirium, substance withdrawal delirium, substance-induced delirium, delirium due to multiple etiologies, and delirium not otherwise specified. Potential causes of delirium have included but are not limited to infections, head trauma, hypoglycemia, hypertensive emergency, hyperthyroidism, schizophrenia, other mental illnesses, dementia, other side effects of medication, intoxication from alcohol or stimulant drugs, withdrawal symptoms either from alcohol, antidepressants, antipsychotics, or sedatives, And you may recall from your initial instructor program that we talked about head trauma as one potential cause of delirium. After a person may hit the dashboard or the windshield of a car, the person may go into a state of delirium. Delirium may be associated with a person's age group as well. For example, children may experience delirium as a result of fever or illness. Young adults from drugs, alcohol withdrawal, or head injuries. Older people may experience delirium as a result of metabolic problems, cardiovascular failure, and excessive medications. Depth delirium. Public safety personnel are likely to come into contact with a person who has delirium, and law enforcement officers may see one or more of the following symptoms, and this is not an exhaustive list. Short-term memory dysfunction, disorientation about time and place, inability to think or behave with purpose, incoherent speech, inability to stop speech patterns, and/or anger, agitation, and anxiety. Delirious people may wander into traffic, operate a motor vehicle, initially appear as someone under the influence of drugs or alcohol, and the person may be accused of shoplifting because he or she just walked out of the store and failed to pay. Application. Those people who are in a state of delirium may have trouble understanding directions, they may have trouble with commands, and law enforcement officers need to minimize risk of injury to all parties by knowing the delirium signs and symptoms and remaining calm when dealing with these individuals. Law enforcement officers need to know those signs and symptoms so they can identify a situation as an agitated, chaotic event and then handle that event as a medical emergency. It's important to train 911 call takers and dispatchers and other law enforcement officers and stakeholders about delirium behavioral cues so they will know how to respond. Many of the delirium behavioral cues are shown on the IPICD mini poster, which you should obtain and give to your learners. Remember, the mini poster is free. The only cost is shipping and handling. This is a great document to give to people. They can follow along in your training, and it's something they can carry with them and refresh their memory from time to time. Delirium reminders. Delirium occurs when the brain changes the way it works. There can be many potential causes of delirium. Delirium is the root cause of excited delirium. We spent time discussing that in the initial instructor program about excited delirium. People presenting behavioral signs and symptoms of delirium are in a medical emergency. Law enforcement officers who encounter these individuals should remain calm. Law enforcement officers also need to be aware of safety issues when interacting with people who are experiencing delirium. Many of these people have incredible strength and they don't feel pain. Law enforcement officers and other agency stakeholders need to be trained about the behavioral signs and symptoms of delirium so that they can identify it as a medical emergency and then get appropriate medical help. And make sure you give your learners the IPICD mini poster. This is the conclusion of Lesson 5.